March 17. Psalms 17, 47, 77, 107, 137. Proverbs 17. Old Testament, 1 Kings 1 1-53. New Testament, Acts 4 1-37. Psalms 17. 1. Hear, Lord, my righteous plea. Give ear to my prayer, that doesn't go out of deceitful lips. 2. Let my sentence come forth from your presence. Let your eyes look on equity. 3. You have proved my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me, and found nothing. I have resolved that my mouth shall not disobey. 4. As for the works of men, by the word of your lips I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. 5. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. 6. I have called on you, for you will answer me, God. Turn your ear to me. Hear my speech. 7. Show your marvelous loving kindness. You who save those who take refuge by your right hand from their enemies. 8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. 9. From the wicked who oppress me, my deadly enemies, who compass me about. 10. They close up their callous hearts. With their mouth they speak proudly. 11. They have now surrounded us in our steps. They set their eyes to cast us down to the Eretz. 12. He is like a lion that is greedy of his prey, as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. 13. Arise, Lord, confront him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword. 14. From men by your hand, Lord. From men of the world, whose portion is in this life, whose belly you fill with your treasure. They are satisfied with children. Leave the rest of their substance to their babes. 15. As for me, I shall see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied, when I awake, with seeing your form. Psalms 47. 1. O clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. 2. For the Lord Elyon is awesome. He is a great king over all the Eretz. 3. He subdues nations under us, and peoples under our feet. 4. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Yaakov whom he loved. Selah. 5. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a shofar. 6. Sing praise to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. 7. For God is the King of all the Eretz. Sing praises with understanding. 8. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. 9. The princes of the peoples are gathered together, the people of the God of Avraham. For the shields of the Eretz belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Psalms 77. 1. My cry goes to God. Indeed, I cry to God for help, and for him to listen to me. 2. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night, and didn't get tired. My soul refused to be comforted. 3. I remember God, and I groan. I complain, and my spirit is overwhelmed. Selah. 4. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I can't speak. 5. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. 6. I remember my song in the night. I consider in my own heart. My spirit diligently inquires. 7. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he be favorable no more? 8. Has his loving kindness vanished forever? Does his promise fail for generations? 9. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he, in anger, withheld his compassion? Selah. 10. Then I thought, I will appeal to this, the years of the right hand of Helion. 11. I will remember the Lord's deeds. For I will remember your wonders of old. 12. I will also meditate on all your work, and consider your doings. 13. Your way, God, is in the sanctuary. What God is great like God? 14. You are the God who does wonders. You have made your strength known among the peoples. 15. You have redeemed your people with your arm, the sons of Yaakov and Yosef. Selah. 16. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you, and they writhed. The depths also convulsed. 17. The clouds poured out water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows also flashed around. 18. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The Eretz trembled and shook. 19. Your way was through the sea. Your paths through the great waters. Your footsteps were not known. 20. You led your people like a flock, by the hand of Moshe and Aharon. Psalms 107. 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. 2. Let the redeemed by the Lord say so. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. 3. Gathered out of the lands. From the east and from the west. From the north and from the south. 4. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. They found no city to live in. 5. Hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. 6. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distresses. 7. He led them also by a straight way. That they might go to a city to live in. 8. Let them praise the Lord for his loving kindness. For his wonderful works to the children of men. 9. For he satisfies the longing soul. He fills the hungry soul with good. 10. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. Being bound in affliction and iron. 11. Because they rebelled against the words of God. And condemned the counsel of Helion. 12. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. 13. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distresses. 14. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. And broke their bonds in sunder. 15. Let them praise the Lord for his loving kindness. For his wonderful works to the children of men. 16. For he has broken the gates of brass. And cut through bars of iron. 17. Fools are afflicted because of their disobedience. And because of their iniquities. 18. Their soul abhors all kinds of food. They draw near to the gates of death. 19. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble. He saves them out of their distresses. 20. He sends his word, and heals them. And delivers them from their graves. 21. Let them praise the Lord for his loving kindness. For his wonderful works to the children of men. 22. Let them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And declare his works with singing. 23. Those who go down to the sea in ships. Who do business in great waters. 24. These see the Lord's works. And his wonders in the deep. 25. For he commands, and raises the stormy wind. Which lifts up its waves. 26. They mount up to the sky. They go down again to the depths. Their soul melts away because of trouble. 27. They reel back and forth, and stagger like a drunken man. And are at their wits' end. 28. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble. He brings them out of their distress. 29. He makes the storm a calm. So that its waves are still. 30. Then are they glad because it is calm. So he brings them to their desired haven. 31. Let them praise the Lord for his loving kindness. For his wonderful works to the children of men. 32. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people. And praise him in the seat of the Zakenim. 33. He turns rivers into a desert. Water springs into a thirsty ground. 34. And a fruitful land into a salt waste. For the wickedness of those who dwell in it. 35. He turns a desert into a pool of water. And a dry land into water springs. 36. There he makes the hungry to live. That they may prepare a city to live in. 37. Sow fields, plant vineyards. And reap the fruits of increase. 38. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly. He doesn't allow their cattle to decrease. 39. Again, they are diminished and bowed down. Through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. 40. He pours contempt on princes. And causes them to wander in a trackless waste. 41. Yet he lifts the needy out of their affliction. And increases their families like a flock. 42. The upright will see it, and be glad. All the wicked will shut their mouths. 43. Whoever is wise will pay attention to these things. They will consider the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Psalms 137. 1. By the rivers of Bavel, there we sat down. Yes, we wept, when we remembered Zion. 2. On the willows in the midst of it. We hung up our harps. 3. For there, those who led us captive asked us for songs. Those who tormented us demanded songs of joy. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. 4. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? 5. If I forget you, Yerushalayim. Let my right hand forget its skill. 6. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth. If I don't remember you. If I don't prefer Yerushalayim above my chief joy. 7. Remember, Lord, against the children of Edom. The day of Yerushalayim. Who said, raise it. Raise it even to its foundation. 8. Daughter of Bavel, doomed to destruction. He will be happy who rewards you. As you have served us. 9. Happy shall he be. Who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. Proverbs 17. 1. Better is a dry morsel with quietness. Than a house full of feasting with strife. To a servant who deals wisely will rule over a son who causes shame. And shall have a part in the inheritance among the brothers. 3. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold. But the Lord tests the hearts. 4. An evildoer gives heed to wicked lips. A liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. 5. Whoever mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. 6. Children's children are the crown of old men. The glory of children are their parents. 7. Arrogant speech isn't fitting for a fool. Much less do lying lips fit a prince. 8. A bribe is a precious stone in the eyes of him who gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. 9. He who covers an offense promotes love. But he who repeats a matter separates best friends. 10. A rebuke enters deeper into one who is understanding. Then 100 lashes into a fool. 11. An evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. 12. Let a bear robbed of her cubs meet a man. Rather than a fool in his folly. 13. Whoever rewards evil for good. Evil shall not depart from his house. 14. The beginning of strife is like breaching a dam. Therefore stop contention before quarreling breaks out. 15. He who justifies the wicked, and he who condemns the righteous. Both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. 16. Why is there money in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom? Seeing he has no understanding? 17. A friend loves at all times. And a brother is born for adversity. 18. A man void of understanding strikes hands. And becomes collateral in the presence of his neighbor. 19. He who loves disobedience loves strife. One who builds a high gate seeks destruction. 21. Who has a perverse heart doesn't find prosperity. And one who has a deceitful tongue falls into trouble. 21. He who becomes the father of a fool grieves. The father of a fool has no joy. 22. A cheerful heart makes good medicine. But a crushed spirit dries up the bones. 23. A wicked man receives a bribe in secret. To pervert the ways of justice. 24. Wisdom is before the face of one who is understanding. But the eyes of a fool wander to the ends of the earth. 25. A foolish son brings grief to his father. And bitterness to her who bore him. 26. Also to punish the righteous is not good. Nor to flog officials for their integrity. 27. He who spares his words has knowledge. He who is even tempered is a man of understanding. 28. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is counted wise. When he shuts his lips, he is thought to be discerning. Old Testament, 1 Kings 1:1-53. 1:1. Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. 2. Therefore his servants said to him, Let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and cherish him, and let her lie in your bosom, that my lord the king may keep warm. 3. So they sought for a beautiful young lady throughout all the borders of Israel, and found Avishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. 4. The young lady was very beautiful, and she cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king didn't know her intimately. 5. Then Adoniahu the son of Haggith exalted himself, saying, I will be king, and he prepared him chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. 6. His father had not displeased him at any time in saying, Why have you done so? And he was also a very goodly man, and he was born after Avshalom. 7. He conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah, and with Aviatar the Kohen, and they following Adoniahu helped him. 8. But Sadok the Kohen, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men who belonged to David, were not with Adoniahu. 9. Adoniahu killed sheep and oxen and fatlings by the stone of Zoshlet, which is beside En-Rogel, and he called all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Yehudah, the king's servants. 10. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Shlomo his brother, he didn't call. 11. Then Nathan spoke to Bathsheba the mother of Shlomo, saying, Haven't you heard that Adoniahu the son of Haggith reigns, and David our lord doesn't know it? 12. Now therefore come, please let me give you counsel, that you may save your own life, and the life of your son Shlomo. 13. Go and get you into King David, and tell him, Didn't you, my lord, king, swear to your handmaid, saying, Assuredly Shlomo your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? Why then does Adoniahu reign? 14. Behold, while you yet talk there with the king, I also will come in after you, and confirm your words. 15. Bathsheba went into the king into the chamber, and the king was very old, and Avishag the Shunammite was ministering to the king. 16. Bathsheba bowed, and did obeisance to the king. The king said, What would you? 17. She said to him, My lord, you swore by the Lord your God to your handmaid, saying, Assuredly Shlomo your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. 18 Now, behold, Adoniyahu reigns, and you, my lord the king, don't know it. 19 And he has slain oxen and fatlings and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king, and Aviatar the Kohen, and Yoav the captain of the host, but he hasn't called Shlomo your servant. 20 You, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are on you, that you should tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. 21 Otherwise it will happen, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Shlomo shall be counted offenders. 22 Behold, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet came in. 23 They told the king, saying, Behold, Nathan the prophet. When he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. 24 Nathan said, My lord, king, have you said, Adoniyahu shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? 25 For he has gone down this day, and has slain oxen and fatlings and sheep in abundance, and has called all the king's sons, and the captains of the host, and Aviatar the Kohen, and, behold, they are eating and drinking before him, and say, Long, live King Adoniyahu. 26 But he hasn't called me, even me your servant, and Sadok the Kohen, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Shlomo. 27 Is this thing done by my lord the king, and you haven't shown to your servants who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? 28 Then King David answered, Call to me Bathsheba. She came into the king's presence, and stood before the king. 29 The king swore, and said, As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all adversity. 30 Most assuredly as I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, saying, Assuredly Shlomo your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place, most assuredly so will I do this day. 31 Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the Eretz, and did obeisance to the king, and said, Let my lord King David live forever. 32 King David said, Call to meet Sadok the Kohen, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. They came before the king. 33 The king said to them, Take with you the servants of your lord, and cause Shlomo my son to ride on my own mule, and bring him down to Gikin. 34 And let Sadok the Kohen and Nathan the prophet anoint him their king over Israel, and blow you the shofar, and say, Long, live King Shlomo. 35 Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, for he shall be king in my place, and I have appointed him to be prince over Israel and over Yehudah. 36 Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king, and said, Amen, the Lord, the God of my lord the king, say so, too. 37 As the Lord has been with my lord the king, even so be he with Shlomo, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. 38 So Tzadok the Kohen, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kereti and the Peleti, went down, and caused Shlomo to ride on King David's mule, and brought him to Gikin. 39 Sadok the Kohen took the horn of oil out of the tent, and anointed Shlomo. They blew the shofar, and all the people said, Long, live King Shlomo. 40 All the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes, and rejoiced with great joy, so that the Eretz shook with the sound of them. 41 Adoniyahu and all the guests who were with him heard it as they had made an end of eating. When Yoav heard the sound of the shofar, he said, Why is this noise of the city being in an uproar? 42 While he yet spoke, behold, Yonatan the son of Aviatar the Kohen came, and Adoniyahu said, Come in, for you are a worthy man, and bring good news. 43 Yonatan answered Adoniyahu, Most assuredly our lord King David has made Shlomo king. 44 And the king has sent with him Sadok the Kohen, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kereti and the Peleti, and they have caused him to ride on the king's mule. 45 And Sadok the Kohen and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gikin, and they are come up from their rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. 46 Also Shlomo sits on the throne of the kingdom. 47 Moreover the king's servants came to bless our lord King David, saying, Your God make the name of Shlomo better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself on the bed. 48 Also thus said the king, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has given one to sit on my throne this day, my eyes even seeing it. 49 All the guests of Adoniyahu were afraid, and rose up, and went every man his way. 50 Adoniyahu feared because of Shlomo, and he arose, and went, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. 51 It was told Shlomo, saying, Behold, Adoniyahu fears King Shlomo, for, behold, he has laid hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Shlomo swear to me first that he will not kill his servant with the sword. 52 Shlomo said, If he shall show himself a worthy man, there shall not a hair of him fall to the Eretz, but if wickedness be found in him, he shall die. 53 So King Shlomo sent, and they brought him down from the altar. He came and did obeisance to King Shlomo, and Shlomo said to him, Go to your house. New Testament, Acts 4:1-37. 4:1 As they spoke to the people, the Kohanim and the captain of the temple and the Tzedukim came to them. 2 Being upset because they taught the people and proclaimed in Yeshua the resurrection from the dead. 3 They laid hands on them, and put them in custody until the next day, for it was now evening. 4 But many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. 5 It happened in the morning, that their rulers, Zakenim, and Sophrim were gathered together in Yerushalayim. 6 Anan the Kohen Gadol was there, with Caiapha, Yochanan, Alexander, and as many as were relatives of the Kohen Gadol. 7 When they had stood them in the midst, they inquired, By what power, or in what name, have you done this? 8 Then Kepha, filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, said to them, You rulers of the people, and Zakenim of Yisrael. 9 If we are examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed? 10 Be it known to you all, and to all the people of Yisrael, that in the name of Yeshua the Messiah of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, in him does this man stand here before you whole. 11 He is the stone which was regarded as worthless by you, the builders, which was made the head of the corner. 12 There is salvation in none other, for neither is there any other name under heaven, that is given among men, in which we must be saved. 13 Now when they saw the boldness of Kepha and Yochanan, and had perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. They recognized that they had been with Yeshua. 14 Seeing the man who was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. 15 But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. 16 Saying, What shall we do to these men? Because indeed a notable miracle has been done through them, as can be plainly seen by all who dwell in Yerushalayim, and we can't deny it. 17 But so that this spreads no further among the people, let's threaten them, that from now on they don't speak to anyone in this name. 18 They called them, and charged them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Yeshua. 19 But Kepha and Yochanan answered them, Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, judge for yourselves. 20 For we can't help telling the things which we saw and heard. 21 They, when they had further threatened them, let them go, finding no way to punish them, because of the people, for everyone glorified God for that which was done. 22 For the man was more than 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was performed. 23 Being let go, they came to their own company, and reported all that the chief Kohanim and the Zakenim had said to them. 24 They, when they heard it, lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, O Lord, you are God, who made the heaven, the Eretz, the sea, and all that is in them. 25 Who by the mouth of your servant, David, said, Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot a vain thing? 26 The kings of the Eretz take a stand, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord, and against his Messiah. 27 For truly, in this city against your holy servant, Yeshua, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Goyim and the people of Israel, were gathered together. 28 To do whatever your hand and your counsel foreordained to happen. 29 Now, Lord, look at their threats, and grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness. 30 While you stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Yeshua. 31 When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were gathered together. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. 32 The multitude of those who believed were of one heart and soul. Not one of them claimed that anything of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. 33 With great power, the apostles gave their testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Yeshua. Great grace was on them all. 34 For neither was there among them any who lacked, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold. 35 And laid them at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to each, according as anyone had need. 36 Yossi, who by the apostles was surnamed Bar-Naba, which is, being interpreted, son of exhortation, a Levite, a man of Cyprus by race. 37 Having a field, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.